Let yourself really dissolve into your seat. But also on the inhalation, let yourself lift up out of the seat, the foundation. And then on the exhalation, dissolving back into the foundation of your, how shall we call it, mind-body system, being-body container. But see if you can have that sense of being contained within this foundational structure that is physical. But there's also an energetic component that we kind of experience through the breath, but even deeper than the breath. And it's that energetic component that we want to really tune into in the subtle body, in the inner body. And that sense of rising up physically and energetically. And then dissolving back, relaxing down, softening back down into the bottom, the infinite bottom, no end to the bottom. For that matter, no top to the top. And again, so there's that stretch. It's almost very elastic of stretching up, raising up, opening up, opening up, stretching up into the hugeness. And then dissolving back down, softening down into the hugeness. And that sense of being bound within the safe container of the body, but also that sense of being limitless, expanded into the infinite. And that sense, when we open into our infinite possibility, we're touching everything and everyone, we're all there. It's all one ginormous tapestry of life. At that energetic level, there's no difference between any of us. We're all the one interconnected matrix. And you want to feel your place in the matrix, feel your own individual selfhood, but also feel the greater connection. And if it's interesting, then you feel like having a little imagination journey. You know, think about the story of Kuan Yin before she becomes Kuan Yin. When she's the princess Mian Shan. And during her journey of evolution, after her father finally manages to kill her, and she ends up in the underworld, or in hell, surrounded by all the beings who are damned, they're in terrible suffering. So much suffering and anguish. Not unlike what a lot of people are experiencing now. And you want to feel the possibility of that pure, luminous presence that is personified as Kuan Yin. As she moves through all that suffering, her very presence releases the suffering. Just the presence. It's like the sweetest aroma, the softest touch, the gentlest, sweetest, most unconditional love, presence. And it moves through all that misery and suffering and torpor and rot and decay and misery and hatred. And it just moves through all that. And its very presence, all that suffering, transforms. Into peace. It's such a great energy field, the Kuan Yin energy field. I want to really cultivate that, embrace that, awaken that presence inside of ourselves. So just the touch of our being, just the touch relieves another's sadness, relieves another's pain. That's the power of Kuan Yin, that's the magic of Kuan Yin.